Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good morning and top of the morning to all our listeners. Yes, you are tuned into Radio Africana and this is Morning Dew. Lovely once again to be with you, to have the opportunity and the privilege of another day. Let's just commit our session to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. The Bible says of your mercies we are not consumed. There is so much we want to thank you for. Father, we just want to commit our session today unto you. We ask for the abundance of your Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to teach us, to instruct us in the prescribed way, to instruct us in righteousness, to lead us through the scriptures, to just guide us through, bring inspiration, bring understanding, bring revelation, and help this time to be beneficial to all our listeners. And having spent that time in your presence, we will look back and be able to give you all the praise and all the glory. We will always remember those who are not here for one reason or the other. Father, be with them, encourage, strengthen, restore, heal them, grant them the desires they need wherever they are. And at the end of it, Lord, we just want to thank you for what we are confident you will do. You who still hears the cries of your people and answers them even at the point of their calling upon you. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that is today. We commit this entire session unto you. Have your way. Let your Spirit take total control. We ask this and we thank you in Jesus' name. Good morning, lovely people, and welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. Right, so last week I came in as usual, which we always try to do at the beginning of our season, at very important milestones in our journey. We've taken a long session talking about milestones, and there's a lot to have benefited and gleaned from that. Today we want to start with something new, something fresh, and it's for us to be able to apply that which we have been able to learn in the past weeks in a deeper understanding, in journeying into the revelation, journeying into the scriptures, journeying into the things that have been revealed to us, the things that the Spirit has prompted us to pay attention to. We made it very clear that it is a journey and we're being led by the Spirit. So we want to look at being led by the Spirit. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit? How exactly do we go through our life, obeying this admonition to be led by the Spirit, and trying to get some real context as to what that means, where it's mentioned in the scripture, and so that we have a very, very clear understanding. So just want to pop in a couple of scriptures as we go along, but just before that, we want to say that being led by the Holy Spirit is at the heart of our Christian life. Jesus has to be at the center. We've got this vertical relationship, and so our sensitivity, connectivity, and being led by the Spirit is at the center of our life. This is clear, in the Bible. It's clear in the scriptures, through the history and the growth and maturity of the church, and it is important that we are led, by the Spirit, and that we allow the Spirit lead us, in our lives, so that we can blossom and flourish. Now, we talked a lot in the series behind on milestones, and especially about the power of the seed. Man shall not live by bread alone. We have that in Matthew chapter 4, but by the words that proceed, continuously proceed from the Word of God. The Bible text, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And so we want to make sure that we're not just connecting with the Spirit, we're not just connecting with the letter that is in the Word, which kills, but that we can gravitate, move on, ascend, journey into the Spirit in the Word that's proceeding. And that when we look at the case in Mark chapter 4, extensively on the parable of the seed, we find that the different ground, the suitable ground, are the conditions and state of our hearts. And we recognize without a doubt that the Word was the seed when Jesus explained to the disciples in a deeper, teaching, that the Word sent, the Word that we receive, the Word that we believe in our heart, a heart that is in the appropriate condition to receive the seed of the Word, comes into our heart. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And of course, you are being led by the Spirit. Now the Spirit, is our guide, is our teacher. He's the same power that raised Jesus, the same Spirit that raises dwells on the inside of you, and that's so important. And there's been a massive change when we become born again. It says as many as believed, he gave power to become. So everyone that has believed has been given the power to become. So there is a process to go through to becoming, to become made a son of God, to become a son of God, a mature son of God. You know, so we have been talking extensively about the word, the heart. There's a process it goes through. You must be acquainted with that. The words that he speaks, they are spirit and life. So spiritual. It's not man living by bread alone, but by the words that come from proceed from the word, from the mouth of God. That's the word of God. And so we need to understand all of these intricate dynamics of our being, you know, for us to be led, like I said, to live lives that blossom and flourish. Okay, so it's important that we know that the element or the agent for God's building and God's building our lives is his word, that we have the spirit to guide us and to lead us, okay, in unlocking, interpreting, gleaning, meditating, coming to a place of understanding of how to use and apply that which you have learned, okay, in our daily lives. You know, so it's, we must be, if we neglect or refuse his leading, our lives obviously will languish, you know. And strangely, many have done just that, you know, being very, not very clear, having an understanding of God's, you know, transforming process, God's change agent, and how to yield ourselves. So there are things that will come to you by default, but you have to be careful. Is that of the Lord? Is that of the leading of the Spirit? You know, where has that come from? What has energized, what is empowering that thought, you know, that trend, okay? Subsequently, certain actions, behaviors, you know. So if you're not grounded effectively in the word of God, then you're going to find this leading by the Spirit become something as a challenge. So the foundation really is to have a good grounding in the word of God, which is what the Spirit will use, you know. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. But remember, use what I'm pointing out here, he uses the scriptures. So of course Bible talks about him bringing things to remembrance. He's not going to be able to bring anything to your remembrance to remind you, to guide you with, if you've not had time to meditate upon it, you've not had time to study it, if you've not had time to really glean the scriptures, as it were, in a very, very deep manner. Talking about the journey into whatever he has revealed to you in the scriptures, in the verse of scripture, in the character trait of a, you know, character in the Bible you're studying, whatever it is you're doing in your Bible study, to help you, to give you a rich basis for which the Spirit can utilize those revelations, those insights, the understanding, the principles, the laws that are embedded within the word of God, and so use them to furnish your guidance, your walk, your prescribed work, your walking uprightly, your walking righteously. It's important to mention here, and I want to make sure I communicate this very much today, the Bible says, as many, you know, talking about the fall of Adam, yes, the fall of Adam, you know, all have sinned, that's what I was trying to remember, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So God's intention was that we will give expression to the glory, but because of the events that happened in the life of Adam, which we all are familiar with, we all came short and were born into that sinful nature. So we needed a rebirth, we needed a renewal, we needed a new slate, and God has given us the privilege of the relationship we have with his son to have that renewed start, to have new attributes. Now it's important to mention something here. Everyone born into the fallen nature, under that fallen state, finds themselves with the challenge of sin. So all have sinned, no exception, and all have fallen short of the expectation the Lord have of glory being made manifest. So that is the condition every man born and under the fallen nature of Adam finds themselves in. It's nothing you did or didn't do. No, it's just what you were born into. And so you manifest a nature of the fallen nature, the sinful nature, which normally you'll find you don't even have to learn. Little kids, 2-3 years old, much younger, they don't go to any special school to learn how to tell lies, how to, it just just comes natural. So I want us to really understand that there is that natural nature every man born on this side of eternity has, okay? So, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, people are going to tell you, oh, it's because of this, or it's because of that, or it's because of, well, good luck to you. You know, that journey you'll be on for a long time. I pray you come to a place of discovery personally. You better say you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, what has happened in our relationship with Jesus Christ? We've been given a new slate. We've been given an opportunity. 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. All things passed. When they say somebody passed, they went to the funeral. We saw the guy, we went to his funeral, he passed away. So all those things have been died, buried with him. Amen. So we need to understand these things, and I want to really emphasize that today, if nothing else, onto this program. So we have been given the privilege of a new nature. All right. So in as much as we've all fallen into that old nature, which we don't have any control over, by the special grace of God and the privilege of knowing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and accepting him, God has given us an opportunity to be reborn. Okay, so we're born into the capacity, potential. Note the words I'm talking about. Capacity, potential. Okay, it may be inert, it may be unknown to you, but that potential, that capacity is within the seed of God's word that you have received. So each one who has come in contact with Jesus, each one who has accommodated the spirit of the living God, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, has the opportunity to embrace the building material, the building blocks, which is the word of God. That's God's. He said, without the word was nothing made that was made, and neither will anything in your life be made without the word of God. But you must be able to understand, not because of trends, not because everybody else is doing it, that doesn't make it right. You must come to a place of understanding for yourself, what was your old status, what has happened now, what is it that I have potential to give expression to in the future. And part of that is that you will give expression to the very nature, the very life, the power, and the expression of the glory of God in this new nature. But you need to explore that. You need to settle down. That doesn't come by default. However, that doesn't make the fact that it's not embedded within you. And I want to pull back a little bit. This plan of God, this will of God, this original intent of God, this purpose for which the word was sent, is embedded in the seed. Is embedded in the word of God. And so, like the seed, you don't need to go speak to the seed to say, listen, you seed that I've planted, remember, you are a mango tree. Make sure that when you grow and mature and you bear fruits, you bear mango. I don't want to see no apple. I don't want to see. It doesn't work like that. You don't need to tell the seed what its assignment is. You don't need to tell the seed what it's going to become. Its purpose, okay, the original intent of the creator, is embedded within the seed. And so that's important. And so it is with us. That word you and I have received has within it, okay, the capacity to build within you the very nature and the attributes of God. And Christ came as an example of that very nature. And so when we're talking about being led by the Spirit, we want to be led by the Spirit who knows the heart and the mind and the will of God. Okay, the same Spirit that was there with God at the beginning of creation is still there. The same Spirit that Jesus talked about, I will send you the Comforter to guide you into all truth. So there's a lot we're contending with that is not the truth. There's a lot that we're dealing with that is not the plan of God. And so there's a need to have a clear demarcation. What exactly is the will of God? How do I stay connected to the will of God? How do I stay in line with that which God has originally intended for me in my life? That algebra. It talks about, before you were conceived in your mother, I knew you. Ooh, I ordained you. Even to be a prophet unto the Lord. So whatever it is our happens in our lives, you know, the Bible says all things work together for good. So you can decide you're going to Kuterenji or you're going to go to Kafanchan. And some of you don't know where that is. Some very distant place. Okay. Wherever it is you want to travel to, let me make it clear to you. The will of God, the counsel of God concerning you as a child of God will be made manifest. You can make a road easy or you can make it difficult. But trust me, me, it helps to understand what it is in the heart of God and the mind of God as we are led by the Spirit and walk in line with the dictates of the Spirit, with the leading of the Spirit. It makes the work easy. Can two walk together? Amos 3:3, except they agree. So me, I can't be saying I'm going left, then you decide, no, it's right, it's much better. And then we're going to be tugging, we're working at cross purposes. So it's important that we understand the one with which you're working. We're trying to understand what it is he's trying to achieve in us and through us, you know, and the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. So I quickly want to read the scripture so that we're still very much in line with the word of God. And that's Romans chapter 8. And let's look at a couple of verses there. Romans chapter 8. Just to give us some framework, we're talking about being led by the Spirit, okay, an essential part for growth for every Christian. Okay, verse 14, Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Whoa. Okay, so remember, it says to as many as believe, he gave power to become sons. So there is a place in your journey, in your maturing, in your growing, that you must be led by the Spirit. It says, for as many as are led. Okay, so we tested your walk, we test your growing, we test your process. You are being led by the Spirit of God, and you can be said to be a son of God. But that's not where we start our journey. Many are not aware that that's who they are. Many are not aware that that's how they must live their lives. Remember, we talked about being led by the Spirit so that we can flourish, we can blossom. Okay, so that's a very important scripture there we'll be looking at, and we want to look at some more scriptures as we go along. So now, like I said, with the benefit of some of the things we've learned in the weeks behind, when we talk about journeying into the revelation, some of these things you've studied before, I want you to look at them with a fresh eyes. I want you to look at it like with fresh understanding, and I want you to be able to take some time yourself to do your due diligence, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. There's a work you are called to do. You cannot be incompetent. You must know what it is you expected to do, how you walk, how you talk, how you behave, and subsequently the results that are accrued to one that walks in the prescribed way. Otherwise, what will be happening is that a lot of us are expecting the harvest, we're expecting the fruits, we're expecting the results, but we have not walked in the prescribed way, we have not followed the right process, we've not been led by the Spirit. What we have been doing is not according to the dictates, the teachings and instructions of Scripture, and the Lord will help us so that we do not lose our way, you know, in this guidance of the Spirit. So important. Now, it's important to mention here, if there was no need, you know, if we got it all together, you know, and I found out a lot, I don't know about you, but in our world, a lot of people talk like they know what they're talking about. And you listen, if you make the mistake and believe and assume they know what they're talking about, only time will tell when you get to places where it's like, so where we go from here? Well, actually, you see, you thought, but you didn't. You thought you knew. You assumed you knew. You spoke like you knew. And evidently now you don't know crap. And look at the mess we're in here. I don't know about you, but such journey with such people is a big waste of time. It's very frustrating. It can be energy sapping. It can actually discourage you from wanting to walk with anybody again. The next person that comes says, oh brother, oh sister, let's go, hey, hold it down. Why? You know, you've been bitten once, guess what, you're shy. And some people say they become forever shy, you know, because they've been bitten before. And trust is a big issue, right? So let's look at another set of scriptures that will help us, and we go on. Look at Galatians chapter 5. We've been looking at being led by the Spirit and trying to make sure that we have some green understanding. So what am I pointing out here? There is the teaching of the Scriptures. There are principles, there are rules, there are prescribed ways, there's way you conduct yourself. And remember, we have been given a new opportunity as newborn babes. If any man is in Christ, is a newborn babe. Behold, all things are passed away. Now, I always ask people a very simple question. You know, you don't have to make this thing so complicated. They said, you said you were dead to something. Okay, then, you know, like I'm in the studio now, then the producer decides to put on one 1980, you know, music that I really like, Bam Bam Gigi, and I start to, Pastor, what's happening? I thought you had, you know, been dead to those things. And Well, you know, dead men don't feel anything. So this one that you are responding to the left, to the right. I remember there's a song like that, to the left, to the left, to the right. Now you want, and then you start to, listen, brother, my dear sister, you have not died. Your body is still very alive to that thing. And so it is with sin. It's not rocket science. You don't need a prophet. You know, once you're still sensitive, you're still responding to the old tune, the old ways, the old lifestyle, you don't need a prophet. Look, you're telling lies now. You didn't know. Why didn't you just tell me you didn't know? Actually, what happened was that it's lies. This blue lie, white lie, small lie, big, is lie. Let's just call it spade a spade, and the Lord will really, really help us, because many of us are there. So really, what I'm trying to point out here, in the eyes of the Spirit, definitely, and before those who have been trained or have some walk in the Spirit, these things become very clear. They become very discerning. So we're not deceived. The Bible said, do not deceive yourself. You know, let us come to know the truth. Let us follow what the truth is instructing us that we do. Let us try and be led by the Spirit to umpire our life, to guide our life, to keep us on the straight and narrow. How many of you know that you can make up your mind, hey, January, yes, this year I'm going to do, it wouldn't even reach the end of January. Then you, okay, which part are you going on? That's not what you said in January. It's very easy to talk is cheap. That's how they say it. Talk is cheap. But we must do a lot of things, including discipline, making up our mind, which is good. We must have intent, deep intent in whatever it is we want to do. Where you wake up every day, that intention, that focus is there, that you're going to finish this race. You're going to stick on the right path. I'm going to live the righteous life. Your confessions are there. The Lord, help me each day to do that which is right, to do that which is acceptable, to do that which is pleasing in His sight. And the Lord will come. So you look into the scriptures, you study the scripture, you make sure that the Spirit is leading you and guiding you, because it's very easy to talk cheaply about what we want to do, but it's another thing when you have to knuckle down, when you have to start walking. And verse 16 of Galatians chapter 5, it says, okay, 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So let's stop straight there. You are being commanded. It's not a suggestion. It's a command that you walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So your flesh is constantly having his lust. You know, anybody try fasting and then you thought your body doesn't have voice. Oh, it will start to cry. It will start to misbehave. It will start to throw a tantrum, because you suddenly decided you want to go in the direction of some spiritual discipline, and your body is now just, you know, throwing a fit. Your body is now screaming. You didn't think it had voice. You hear its voice. You know, it's now becoming a nuisance. Yes, the flesh always lust. It says to fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's the lust of the flesh, there's the lust of the eye, and the Bible says the pride of life. It categorizes all the sins that men will fall into. Something that you are looking at will cause, may you not look at what will cause you to sin. Something you are lusting about, you desire, that thing you desire, may it not cause you to just go off track. Amen. And maybe pride of life. I was talking to somebody yesterday about, you know, our ego. It's like this statue. We just go and we stroke our ego, massage it. Listen, the pride of life can cause you to fall. Brethren, let us know that these are the nature and the traits of the old nature. Okay, these are the traits of the old nature. The flesh lusts for many things. The flesh desires many things. There's pride of life that you'll be drawn into many different things that are not. But the admonition here is, I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not justify, you know, the lust of the flesh. So you can see straight away there's a contention between the two. Either you are walking in the Spirit, or you are lusting after the flesh. So by default, if you are not walking the Spirit, then we know which journey you are walking on. And if you are walking the Spirit, then we know what it is you have left behind. Now you want to constantly focus on the right way, the prescribed way, the walking in the Spirit, okay, so that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17 says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, they are against one another, So those things that appeal to your flesh, it doesn't appeal to the spirit, and you must understand. And guess what? You know, anybody, very emotional. How many people make decisions based on, I feel this, I feel that, I feel the way. As brother, this feeling may not put you into trouble. The flesh is always feeling somehow. The flesh always has an opinion. Watch the flesh. Okay, you know, it's not steady, it's not reliable, but be led by the spirit. Okay, the spirit, okay, against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. So we must understand that, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Hello, I wish I could sit down and do this and this. There's an endless desire that your flesh wants. Make sure you are not responding to the wishes, the desires of the flesh, but make sure you are being led by the Spirit. Verse 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Wow. Now, that's something we want to explore in great detail. A law. You know, like I said at the beginning, when we talked about, you know, as many as are falling short of the glory of God, okay, it's nothing that you are doing. It's nothing that you didn't do. You are under, it's like we all walk in every day, and the law of gravity is there. Just in case you forgot, you can go to the second floor and decide to take a stroll from there. Then you remember that, second floor is not ground floor, and the law of gravity will remind you that's in operation. Praise the Lord. May we not, you know, take things for granted, you know, and there's room for rational reasoning. There's room to be really led by the Spirit to know the truth. Okay, people have done very silly things because somebody has told them to do it. What did you lose the capacity to reason? You know what the Bible says? God has given us, not given us, spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of sound mind. You know, so a sound mind is very important for this journey. The love of God is very important, okay, and the power of God is important. Let us make sure that we embrace these things that are for walking and being led by the Spirit. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We'll take a break now, and then we'll come back and look more into the scripture I'm trying to look at in Galatians chapter 5 here, concerning being led by the Spirit, how it helps us to flourish and blossom as long as we lead our lives, you know, in proximity, in obedience, in accordance with the leading of the Spirit. See you on the flip side of the break.
Woo! Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him for it.
Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out gracefully broken.
I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back.
I surrender.
I surrender.
You want to throw your hands up and say, I surrender.
I surrender.
Say, I surrender.
I surrender.
Good morning, top of the morning. If you're just joining us, welcome back. We just had a break. We're looking at a new topic, being led by the Spirit, and we're hoping and believing by the new fresh eyes we have, you know, of understanding, you know, the journey of understanding, you know, the depths that we need to go to in each word of God that we receive, in each revelation that is sent our way, in each prompting of the Spirit. Whichever way the Spirit chooses to communicate with us, we must be sensitive to being led by the Spirit. We started off with a key scripture in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. It's important to know that we are admonished by the scripture. It's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. And then we're looking here in Galatians chapter 5 and starting from verse 16 to 25. Okay, a couple of things I just want to say here. The Galatian church, you know, which is the apostle is writing to here, was plagued with, you know, some challenges which the church universal, okay, is up to as well. So it was dealing with some issues that were it pertains to the Galatian church. However, it also pertains to the church universal. Okay, so some people in the Galatian church were urged observation of parts of the Mosaic law, and others were disregarding, you know, the moral constraints. We see that very much in our world today. You know, some people are very on board with certain things. Some people beg to disagree. Some decide, well, let's just disregard those things totally. So there's obviously a lot that was going on in the Galatian church, you know, and the apostle wasn't looking, you know, at any particular angle, you know, or to take, you know, what do you call it, a mediating position between, you know, the life of these people, but to bring out some wise counsel and advice. And so when we read this story or this documentation in Galatians chapter 5 from 16 to 25, there is a lot that we can learn about how they were leading their lives, okay? And this is so important that we do this, because there's some very important questions when we talk about being led by the Spirit that we are hoping in our journey, okay, in our studies to understand. For example, what are the fruits of the leading, you know, by the Spirit? So if the Spirit is leading us, if the Spirit is utilizing the Word of God, if the Spirit is using the Word of God, which is God's change agent, as a seed, we know that that Word is going to go through a process, okay? And we want to explore some of the attributes, you know, that we have to be aware of, some of the things that we have to be mindful of in that work with the Spirit, so that we can walk in the prescribed way, we can be acquainted with what it is we can be confronted in, and eventually, you know, take delivery of the fruits of that leading. So there is an end goal. There is the fruits at the end of our walk in the Spirit that we should take delivery of. The Spirit also has fruits. You know, this walk in the Spirit, there are fruits that can be made manifest. We'll look at those also. And this is just to help us, and we're praying that we will gain some clarity, we'll be able to gain some encouragement, and we'll be able to gain some practical help, okay? Very important. Gain clarity, gain encouragement, gain practical help in our walk in the Spirit. So this is what we're trying to do, you know, in this series, and we're hoping that it will be beneficial, you know, so that we can see how do we relate our decision making, our steps every day, the walks that we take in relation to, you know, being led by the Spirit, so that the Spirit is utilizing the Word of God in this new nature that we have. But remember, it's still a potential. So the scripture helps us to elucidate, to enlighten, to open up, you know, but it may not be our present reality. I'm always talking about that. All right, so we're so used to the default, we're so used to the old nature, we're so used to the way we have lived life without the guidance of the Spirit, without the leading of the Word of God. And so there's a difference, and so we need to be able to first be through the richness in the meditating, studying of the Word, be able to discern the difference. The Bible talks about discernment, and discernment is an ability that is given to your spirit man to tell the difference, to apply things wisely, to be able to know the difference when you're making decisions. You know, wisdom is the application of the knowledge or revelation that you have received. And so we're going to be trying to understand how we can take all of this in our stride and move into growing and maturing in the things of the Spirit, so that we can be led truly by the Spirit. So we've been looking at Galatians chapter 5, and we've read from verse 16 to 18. Okay, so verse 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. We'll look at that in more detail. Okay, now the works of the flesh are evident, okay, which are adultery, okay, fornication. This is what I said earlier. If you would have no idea what they are, the Bible will spell it out for you, so that there's no, you know, there's no fog, there's no mist around this. We bring clarity. So the Bible evidently says, you know, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, okay, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, okay, drunkenness, rivalries, okay, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand. So he's telling you beforehand, just as I also told you at time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we see anyone who is manifesting, who are practicing, whose lifestyle, whose traits, you know, are decorated with these things we have mentioned, let him know that he will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let him know that the outcome for righteousness will not be his portion. Okay, he said, but on the contrary, the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long suffering. Okay, so love, okay, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, you know, gentleness, okay, self-control. Against such there is no law. So those who said they were on the law, we are now looking at another set of traits that are not, okay, under the influence of the law. They are powered by a superior law. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, talking about the fact that we are, you know, those who are, let's look at it actually. Let me stop guessing. Romans chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, and I want to read from verse 1, so I'm not misquoting. It's very, very important that we get our scriptures here. Okay, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So you can see, these who are in Christ Jesus have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Okay, right, so for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, okay, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, and those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Okay, for to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We'll stop there. So that's Romans chapter 8. I've just read verses 1 to 6. So the Bible makes it very clear that what the law was not able to do, okay, in that it was weak. All right, God has given, you know, a power, a supernatural power, okay, something that operates far greater than the law that we know. And I usually use the example of gravity. As long as the law of gravity is in operation, anybody that stands and wants to fly, take off a meter, 2 meters, what have you, will always fall back to the ground. It's just the law of gravity. But for you to gain lift and to be able to ascend endlessly, to climb to like a plane would fly, then you find that the plane is operating on a superior law, the law of aerodynamics. So the factors that need to be put into operation for that law to take place, to defy the spirit, the law of gravity, is a much higher law. And so it is with the Spirit. Okay, so the limitations, what the flesh was not, what the law was not able to do because of the flesh, God, through the supernatural power, okay, of His Spirit, okay, which is a power superior to the operation of the law, is able to lift you, cause you to ascend, to access to, into realms, to dimensions, okay, that the flesh was not able to because of the limitation. And that's what we want to explore with fresh eyes, with a fresh understanding, you know, that God has been so kind, God has been so good to give us, you know, this ability, this second chance to manifest His nature. But for us to manifest the nature, we must understand the important role the Word plays, the important role the Spirit leading us plays, and how we can yield to both the Word and the Spirit in this growing and cultivating and maturing, so that we can take delivery of the outcomes, okay, of this process. What I said, the fruits of this leading by the Spirit, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So we're looking at Galatians chapter 5. Just want to read a couple more verses. So we've looked at the things the Bible has mentioned in terms of some of the attributes of the fallen nature of the flesh. But it says the Spirit, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, is kindness, is goodness, is faithfulness, okay, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So you see, these attributes of the Spirit are not limited by the law. Against these there is no law. They operate on a far greater, you know, supernatural law of God. And may the Lord help us. He helps us. He's the one that graces us. You know, Bible says of His mercies we are not consumed. You know, and verse 24 says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with His passions and desires. Now, this is so important. Christ gave an example. He was crucified. He was dead. He was buried. And He resurrected in a new form. So it is with each one of us that have accepted the Word of God. There is a dying. Except the grain of corn, you know, fall to the ground and die, it abide alone. If you are going to grow, if you are going to manifest, if you are going to give expression to the intent of the Creator within His seed, you know, His Word in your life, to bring about the original intent, the purposes for which you are here, there must be a dying of that seed within you. Okay, there is a dying of that which was in operation before, so that a new form, a transformation can take place to bring forth the expected outcome. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So we use these parables, we use these illustrations to just help us have an understanding of what the Lord is doing with us. And if we yield to the process, the one who has called you is faithful. You need to trust Him, you need to trust His process, and definitely, as He has promised, there will be a destination. You will get there. There is a promised land, and you can take delivery of the things that He has promised. You are in a covenant relationship with Him. He is faithful to do His bit. Now the challenge is, Are we faithful to do our bit? He said in John, I think in chapter 17, when he was, you know, rounding up to the disciples, when the Son of Man comes, will I find faith? May you be able to stay in faith and finish up, you know, this race that you've started. Now, that's so important. Anyone can give their life to Christ. Anyone can open their mouth and, you know, say, oh yeah. Anyone can praise God when everything is okay. Anyone can quote scripture, yeah, fine, from Genesis to Revelation. That's fine. You put them in a challenging situation. You subject them to pressure. You put them in the fire. Now we're going to see what you're made up of. And it is those testings, those things that look like they're going to hurt you. The Lord will not hurt you. The Lord will take you through things that will make you, through things that will challenge you, through things that will build you, through things that will build resilience within you. So we must understand that there is a process is taking us through. Before we see the flesh, the seed beginning to bear, it dies, it breaks down, it shrivels, it's completely deformed. You know, the Bible talks about Jesus, you know, in Isaiah 52, that, you know, his form was not like anything that looks human. That was the extent of what his body was taking through. The flesh must die. Say, die to the flesh. It's not a pretty sight. Okay, neither is it a pretty process, but the Lord helping us and understanding that we yield to that, we surrender to him through the dealings of the flesh, through the dealings with our old nature, our old attributes, so that the very life that he proposed for us right from the beginning, that is embedded in his word, his seed to us, can find expression. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Right, so let's just finish this last few verses here of Galatians 5. It says, if you live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. So if you're living in the spirit, your walk in the spirit is, you know, it goes without doubt. It's just, you know, it goes without saying. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, and it's, that's just the end of Galatians 5 from verses 16 to 26 there. Now, I just love the last part. He says, let us not be conceited, self-centered. You're looking at yourself, me, myself, and I. That's not the language of the spirit at all. Okay? Provoking one another. We have to be careful. The Bible says that much that lies within you, you know, let us live peaceably with one another. There's a tendency to want to provoke, want to envy, to backbite, to be there at one another. That's not love. That's not kingdom. That is not the process for a growing child of God. And the Lord will help us to, you know, cultivate the right attributes. Envying one another. Lovely people, there's a lot that you know, we're going to have to look in the next few sessions, you know, concerning our walk, you know, in the spirit. He said, if you have the same spirit in you that raised Jesus from the dead, let him have his way, let him lead you, let him guide you, let him instruct you, let him, you know, instruct you in the way of righteousness. It's his righteousness. You know, it's nothing that we've done on our own. No, who as many as believe, he gave power to become. So the moment you've accepted Jesus Christ, you come into his righteousness. But you need to be instructed in that new nature. You need to be instructed in how to walk with the Spirit. You need to be instructed in the guidelines by the scripture, so that you can grow and flourish, you know, into the new man. And so in our subsequent, you know, sessions, we will try to really be looking more deeply into, you know, this being led by the Spirit, like I said, with fresh eyes, with deeper understanding, looking at the importance of the seed. Okay, that it has an assignment, it has a mission, it has the original intent and the purpose of the Father embedded within it. And as long as we yield to its work in us, it has a commission, it has a mission, it has an assignment, it will do what it has been instructed to do. He said his word he has is sent, it will not return to him void. Okay, but it will accomplish those things for which it has sent. Lovely people, I hope it's been a lovely time today. Once again, congratulations. You've come to the midpoint, the milestone of 2025. I pray that you will really cause every step and every decision for the rest of 2025 to be led by the Spirit, and the Lord helping you, the Lord empowering you. You can take delivery of the blessings of God that make it rich. Till we meet again same time next week on the same channel. Have a blessed Sunday, and I look forward to a powerful rest of 2025, regardless of whatever challenges you face. God bless you, and bye for now.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From the beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end.
It will always be. It's always been you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything revolves
Shall confess you.